Berry Lady Panthers team. Harrisburg, their starting lineup, 5'7 junior Kate Weil, 5'2 junior Jillian Thornwell, 5'8 sophomore Emma Barton, 5'8 junior Sydney Fisher, and 6' sophomore Haley Baden. That is your starting five for the Harrisburg Lady Bulldogs. We get set for some fun LNC basketball on Superstation Crest Central, moinfo.com. I want to thank some of our sponsors, Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Salisbury Ag Center, Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee, Andrea Binder, the Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated, all of Salisbury. We get set. Tip is won by Salisbury, and we are off. Salisbury moving left to right on your radio dial, wearing their purple uniforms and white lettering, gold trim, and Harrisburg in their white uniforms, their home whites, and red lettering Harrisburg written across the chest. And a turnover by the Lady Panthers, traveling called, and Harrisburg will see its first possession of this game. Throwing the ball in is Kate Weil, and full court pressure being put on by the Lady Panthers to start this game off. It'll be Sydney Fisher, the 5'8 junior, bringing the ball up for the Lady Bulldogs, averaging 5 points a game, shooting 45%. Up top now, Jillian Thornwell angles to her left, hands it off at the perimeter to Barton. She tries to lob it in. It's taken away and stolen by Salisbury, poked from behind as Stefankiewicz on the steal, and she gives it up to Wyatt. Wyatt to the basket, left side layup, just missed short through traffic, rebound Fisher. And the Harrisburg Lady Bulldogs want to push right to left. A whistle, and I think it was Emma Barton who stepped out of bounds on the far side. Indeed it is. So a turnover Harrisburg back to Salisbury 40 seconds into this one. Lady Panthers come in 16-4 on the season, 3-1 in the LNC. Harrisburg at 3-18 and 1-4 in the LNC. A lob pass inside, tipped out of bounds on the baseline. It'll remain with Salisbury. Lady Panthers led by first-year head coach Wade Billington. He had 9 years as the Paris boys coach, just coming over to Salisbury in the offseason this year. Left to right go the Lady Panthers. Right wing is Sears, and she'll cross over back to the top of the key. Swings it over left corner, Stefankiewicz. Brooke Stefankiewicz, the 5'4 junior, one of the team's best three-point shooters. She's dangerous from outside. Gets it inside Gebhardt. She makes a move at the post. Missed a layup short. Rebound Harrisburg. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. It'll be Thornwell bringing the ball up. Just over a point average a game for the junior. She's more of a facilitator. She hands it off to Baden. Dribble handoff on the arc. Fisher, Sydney Fisher straight away. Lines up a three off to the left. And Stefankiewicz grabbed the rebound in the paint. And here come the Lady Panthers. Stefankiewicz in the lane. Took one too many steps to the basket. Travel called back to Harrisburg. So some sloppy play early on from both of these teams. With 6.5 to play in the first quarter. Still scoreless. Both teams looking for their first basket. Full court pressure with Thornhill finally advancing in the front court, right to left on the far side. Dribbles back straight away between the rings with a right hand belt high dribble going against Stefankiewicz. Right side of the lane. She goes to the basket. Easy layup. And Thornhill breaks the scoreless tie. 2-0. Harrisburg ahead. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. Right wing is Sears, open for Salisbury. Bouncing it left block underneath for Wyatt. And it goes right back out to Stefankiewicz as she launches a three, missed it long, and it rolls out of bounds on the near side sidelines. Last touched by Salisbury. It'll be a Harrisburg ball. Inbounding is Weil, and she gets it taken away by Wyatt to the basket. Easy layup for the freshman. Nice steal on the inbounds, and Wyatt ties it up at 2 with 5:45 to play. Full court pressure Salisbury once again. Fisher trying to break it as she goes against Sears across the timeline. She loses the ball and picked up by Wyatt. One-on-one. Right side of the lane. Layup up. Bouncing off the rim. No, but the follow by Sears is good. 4-2. Salisbury ahead by 2. Weil across the timeline. She loses it. Picked up by Salisbury. Wyatt. Left side it goes. And it goes and blocked out of bounds. Nice move there. Woldrick had it blocked away on the baseline. It will remain with Salisbury as Woldridge, the inbounder, right at her own basket on the baseline, looking, finds Stefankiewicz left corner. She'll attack. Inside she curls, kicks it back out. Sears takes a step inside the arc, launches a long two, missed a long, but wide the offensive board, put back blocked, back to the hands of Gebhardt. Her put back, no, and Harrisburg comes up with the rebound. Weil across the timeline from behind. It's poked away, but a whistle and a foul. 5:01 remaining in the opening quarter. 4-2, Salisbury's lead. It'll be Harrisburg's ball. That foul called on Chloe Wyatt. That'll be her first and team's first. As the inbounder on the far sideline, Emma Barton. Into the backcourt it goes Thornhill. Thornhill leans over the dribble across the timeline. Angles to the left wing, into the left corner. Wild, wide open three, and it's tipped. Wyatt got a paw on that one. And into the hands of the Lady Panthers. Woldridge up to Sears up the left side. Stops to the wing and kicks it back out. Woldridge up top is the 5'10 junior probing inside, kicking a left corner Sears, and she'll kick it back up top. Stefankiewicz. Stefankiewicz over to the right side. Wyatt, ball above her head with Weil on her. Wyatt probes inside and a whistle and a foul. I think this one's going against Harrisburg. They'll probably get the junior Kate Weil on that one. Indeed they will. That will be her first personal, team's first. And a baseline inbound for Salisbury. Substitutions as Wild checks out. And Bailey Combs checks in, the 5'7 freshman. We're also going to see Olivia Fisher check in. The senior will get Jillian Thornhill. Baseline inbound, Salisbury. Woldridge, the inbounder. Stefankiewicz into the left corner. Up top it goes Sears. Into the right wing, Woldridge pumps and attacks and now brings it back out. Picks up her dribble with Fisher on her. Up Stefankiewicz. She'll dive inside the lane, bouncing it right block Ebhart, and a whistle and a foul. And this one going against Bailey Combs. That'll be her first, team second. And another baseline inbound. Woldridge, the inbounder, lobs it wide. Right block goes up, blocked, but a foul. And they may have gotten Bailey Combs with the body. That will be her second personal, team's third. And to the free throw line is Chloe Wyatt, the freshman, shooting 69% from the foul line so far this season. 4:20 remaining in the first quarter. First free throw up and bouncing in. She's got three of her team's 5 points so far tonight. As Zoe Carr will check in for Harrisburg, and she'll get Bailey Combs, who got a quick two personal fouls off the bench. Second free throw, Wyatt, good. 4 points for her, and full court pressure, Salisbury, 6-2. Lady Panthers over Harrisburg with 4:15 to play. Left corner, Barton, she'll curl to the basket. Layup, no, but a foul. And we'll see Emma Barton to the free throw line. That foul called on Bryn Woldridge. That will be her first personal, team second. And Emma Barton to the line. She shoots 74% from the foul line this season. Missed it short. Talking to head coach Ryan Richardson, as you may have heard in the pregame interview, talked about consistency with his team as the second Emma Barton free throw off to the right. 0-for-2 from the foul line. And Salisbury, the board, already up 6-2 with 4:09 to play. But this is a Harrisburg team that has been looking for consistency all year, and they poke it away and get the steal. Carr on the steal, tries to outlet it out. Woldridge there to pick it off. Woldridge at the foul line, takes it left wing. For Stefankiewicz, lines up a three. That missed short, but an offensive rebound. Gebhardt bouncing it right block wide. Open layup for her. Ball movement has been great to start this game for Salisbury. Wyatt has six, and it's 8-2 Salisbury. Weaving her way through the defense is Fisher. Kicks it out. Kaylee Hewer, her three-point shot missed, and Woldridge wants to run. Breakaway on the right side. Tries to kick it left block, but Carr on the steal. And she gets tripped up by Stefankiewicz, and that'll be a foul. 3:30 remaining, 8-2 Salisbury lead. And that'll be called on Stefankiewicz. That will be her first personal, team's third. But consistency, as we mentioned, this is a team in the Harrisburg Lady Bulldogs that have been looking to string some wins together, and they've done it as of late. They've won their last two games, their first winning streak all season long. And head coach Ryan Richardson said it was as good time as any to get the team hot going into districts. A running layup missed by Fisher. Offensive rebound, though, to her. Trying to find Sydney Fisher in the lane, and it gets past her, but Sydney Fisher goes and grabs it by the timeline. Up top it goes to Carr. Now hands it back off Olivia Fisher. Sydney Fisher now on the right wing. Back up top it goes Hewer. Back to Sydney Fisher in the corner, and she throws it away. Picked off by Wyatt. She has a breakaway up the right side. Her layup, no, and the foul. It rolled around the rim. Get a 360 and bounced out, but Chloe Wyatt back to the free throw line with 2:55 to play. That'll be the first personal on Olivia Fisher and team's fourth of the half. Wyatt already with 6 points tonight. Her first free throw just short, hits front iron. Substitutions for Salisbury. First off the bench, Brooke Bartholomew. And she'll get Gebhardt. Second free throw by Wyatt is good. She's got seven of her team's nine. And it's 9-2 Salisbury with 2:53 to play. Here in the first quarter, Olivia Fisher trapped in the corner, and she throws it away. Wyatt again on the steal. Kicks it out to Fenkowitz on the wing. Up top, Wooldridge open for three straight away, and that's off front rim, bouncing around. No, and picked up by Olivia Fisher. Harrisburg down seven with the ball right to left. Olivia Fisher weaving her way through the defense in the lane. Kicks it right baseline for Spry, and she throws it away. On the drive, Stefankowicz bouncing it right side Wyatt, and Wyatt goes to the floor and a travel call. It was a low throw, and Wyatt had to go down on her knees to grab it, and she slid, and that'll be a travel. So the ball back to Harrisburg. Bringing it up will be Kay Weil, who just checked back into the game. Sydney Fisher in the corner. Up top it goes Carr. Swings in left corner. Barton. She launches a three and connects. 9-5. Barton now with 3 points and some half-court pressure. Harrisburg. Zoe Carr. Good pressure by her to get that ball thrown away. Caitlin Gurdes. Threw that one away. It'll be Harrisburg ball. Timeout called. We'll take it with them. 30 seconds, and we'll be back here on Superstation Crest.
Farming is the livelihood for many, and protecting your crops is very important. Andrea Binder with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury is ready to give you peace of mind in protecting your crops. Andrea provides a full line of multi-peril crop, hail, and supplemental policies. Andrea is also ready to offer you customized services, including yield archiving, farm mapping, personalized service. Stop by the Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Office at 26669 Highway 129 in Salisbury or call 660-414-5975 for experience that counts. Remember, March 15th is the deadline for the 2019 crop year.
Out of the timeout, it'll be Harrisburg ball after the turnover by Caitlin Gerds. 9-5 is the Salisbury lead with 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. Ben Wittenstein with you here on Superstation Crest or online, CentralOInfo.com. Harrisburg moving right to left and a travel called inside. Weil had the ball and took an extra step to the basket, and so Salisbury will get it back. Across the timeline it goes. Bartholomew over to Sears, and she stays between the rings. Right wing, Wooldridge finds a backdoor, cutting Stefankowicz. Her layup, no, and the rebound, Harrisburg. And Stefankowicz almost tips it out of bounds, and she does, almost grabbing the steal, but the ball remains with Harrisburg with a minute 40 to play here in the first. It'll be Weil bringing the ball up, averaging 3.5 points a game, 3 rebounds a game as well, an assist. Right block, it goes to Spry and kicks it back out for Barton. She'll attack. Back to Olivia Spry. Now the ball moves around the arc. Left corner, Weil. Weil to the wing, crossing over in the lane through traffic. Layup, no, it's loose and picked up by Salisbury. Here come the Lady Panthers with a minute 15 to play in the first. They have the 9-5 lead. Right baseline, it goes Bartholomew. And the ball's poked and stripped and stolen. Here comes Harrisburg. Weil on the right side, dribbling into the right corner. Spinning away from Stefankowicz, and she dribbles back into the corner. Now back up top, it goes to Barton. Hard pass, left corner. It goes for Carr. Curls inside the lane. Floater in the paint, off to the right. Rebound, Salisbury. Stefankowicz will bring it up with 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Stefankowicz lobs it into the right corner for Wyatt, and her jumper is good. Chloe Wyatt, 9 points here in quarter number one, and makes it 11-5 Salisbury with 25 seconds to play. Sydney Fisher in the left corner. She's bumped and fouled. That will be the fourth team foul against Salisbury, and they call this on Wyatt. That will be her second personal. So second personal on Wyatt, fourth team, as Gebhardt comes to check back in. And we'll see Rachel Fessler as well with her first action of the game. She'll get Wyatt. Near sideline, inbound Harrisburg. Find Barton. Inside it goes. Spry turns. Hook shot a little high off the window. And the rebound, Salisbury. Now 15 seconds here remaining in the first, and 11-5 lead. Over to the right side is Dameron, and she missed a layup, and the rebound, Harrisburg. Out to Carr, left side layup, no, but she's fouled hard to the ground. She goes by Fessler, and free throws upcoming for the 5'7 junior Zoe Carr. Shooting 54% from the line this season. And her first free throw is up and short. Series history between these two teams, 4-4 in their last 8 matchups. Salisbury has won the last 2 games. Harrisburg's last win was February of 2017. And the 35-32 win right here at Harrisburg as the second free throw missed. And I think there may have been a lane violation, so Carr will get another free throw. 1.6 seconds on the clock. Carr's free throw up, and too hard. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Harrisburg, and it'll go back to Salisbury. They're going to have 0.8 seconds and inbounds to Fenkowitz, and that'll do it for quarter number one. So we go to the third, we go to the second. 11-5, Salisbury with the lead here on Superstation. Chris, we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Time to start the second quarter here on Crest. This game brought to you by Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin, Harrisburg R8 School District, Gordon Building Center of Salisbury and Brunswick, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris. It's 11-5 to start the second. It's Salisbury with the lead over Harrisburg. And it will be Harrisburg ball right to left to start the second quarter. It'll be Thornhill attacking the basket. No, but a foul. And free throws coming for the 5'2 junior. She shoots 54% from the foul line so far this season. That will be the second personal called on Bartholomew and the 17th foul on Salisbury. So from here on out, Harrisburg will be shooting a 1-1 until they get to 10 team fouls for Salisbury. Thornhill toes the line. First free throw is good. She's got 3 so far tonight. Second free throw up for Thornhill, and that one is short. And rebound loose. It's picked up by Bartholomew for Salisbury. And Salisbury on the break. Quick passing out Fessler to the right side. One-on-one layup missed, blocked, and it sails out of bounds. It'll remain with Salisbury. But that Lady Panthers team seems to love to run. They got that rebound fast. They outlitted it out pretty quickly, and they found the exact person they wanted to get that one-on-one matchup. Baseline inbound for the Lady Panthers as they get it out to Sears. Sears over to the right side. Ball poked away. Sydney Fisher on the steal to the ground. She goes. A whistle, a tie-up, and a jump ball. Arrow favors Salisbury. Near side, sideline inbound for Sears. In the front court, she swings it over to Gebhardt on the right wing. Gebhardt looking inside, lobs it for Bartholomew into a double team in the lane. Takes a power dribble, goes up, layup short. Gebhardt tracks down the rebound. Offensive Fort Salisbury. And they'll reset. Wooldridge, top of the key, sets up for a three, decides against it, almost throws it away, and ends up in the hands of Fessler. Fires a pass to the corner, Sears. She'll attack right baseline, stops at the elbow, and now kicks it back out. Fessler, left elbow, hands it off. Wooldridge, top of the key. She'll hand it off back to Fessler. Over to the right wing she goes, maintaining a right-hand dribble. Foul line to Bartholomew. Her jumper from 15, missed long, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound. And this one is going against Bryn Wooldridge. That will be Wooldridge's second personal, and team's eighth. So a 1-1 upcoming for Harrisburg with 6:56 to play in the first half. 11-6, Salisbury's lead, but Harrisburg now can chip away at that lead at the foul line. If they try to get themselves in a position to get fouled, they can easily work themselves back by halftime. Stefankiewicz checks back in for Rachel Fessler. Two fouls on Wooldridge, two fouls on Bartholomew for Salisbury. First free throw is off to the right. Rebound goes to Gebhardt for Salisbury. Out to Stefankiewicz, and she leads the charge left to right. She'll slow it down in the left wing. Angles to the foul line. Stop to the elbow. Lobs a pass down low for Sears on the baseline, and she can't handle it. Out of bounds. And Harrisburg will get it right back. So a chance again for this Lady Bulldogs team to put something together. Only down 5, 11-6 with 6:45 to go in the first half. High left wing is the sophomore Emma Barton. Already 3 points for her. She curls inside the paint, collides with Stefankiewicz at the elbow, and a foul called. And we'll be seeing free throws from Emma Barton. That will be the second personal on Stefankiewicz and the team's ninth for Salisbury. And so now three Lady Panthers on the court right now. Excuse me, I guess they called that one on Bartholomew. So that will be Bartholomew's third personal as the free throw hit by Barton. So Bartholomew with three personal fouls, Wooldridge with two, and Stefankiewicz with one. Second free throw by Barton is good. Two for two from the line. It's an 11-8 game. Harrisburg only down three. Salisbury has struggled their last couple offensive possessions to put together something good. Across the timeline, Wooldridge to Stefankiewicz on the left wing. Hands it off to Sears. Swings a pass right wing, and it's intercepted. Emma Barton on the steal. Harrisburg can tie it up with a three. Fisher over to the right wing for Thornhill. Thornhill against Stefankiewicz. Hesitates and attacks. Kicks it out wild in the right corner. Spins to the elbow. Now spins down to the baseline. Trying to find some room. Into a triple team. Spins. Puts a shot up. Missed short. Rebound Wooldridge. Here comes Salisbury. Wooldridge leading the charge left to right. Stops the left elbow. Pops from 15. In and out. No. Offensive rebound. Gebhardt. Her put back. Just missed. Rebound tipped around. Ends up into the hands. And it is now loose on the near sideline. And a jump ball call. And the arrow favors Harrisburg. 5:51 to play. Zoe Carr checks back in for the Lady Bulldogs. And a whistle and a timeout. 5:51 to play. Salisbury wants to talk things over. It will be Harrisburg ball when we come back in 60 seconds. 11-8, Salisbury's lead. You're on Kress.
Trusted and reliable products is crucial to farming success. Salisbury Ag Center is here to help you with all your feed and farming needs, from seed and fertilizer to chemicals and application, as well as feed for your pets and livestock. They are aggressively bidding for your corn. They use 100% of the corn they buy for production of swine and cattle feed. Give them a call today for a bid at 660-388-6448. They proudly serve all the local and surrounding areas. Salisbury Ag Center says good luck to our hometown Panthers.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
Back here at Harrisburg High School with 11-8. Salisbury with the lead here in the girls' game. First game of our double header tonight on Superstation Crest. 5:45 to play here in the second quarter. Harrisburg's ball. They can tie it with a three. Up top, Barton. She launched that three, and it's off the heel. Long rebound to the right side. Tracked out by Stefankiewicz. Saves it from going out of bounds. Into the hands of Wooldridge. Here's Wooldridge across the timeline. Stefankiewicz between the rings now. Swings it into the corner for Sears. Sears with the ball above her head. Lobbed it down. Bartholomew on the right block. The whistle and a foul. This one's going against Emma Barton. That will be Barton's first personal and team's fifth. Coming in now is Kate Weil. Checking out is Barton. Baseline inbound Salisbury. Wooldridge out to Sears on the right wing. Sears will dribble it back up top. Now back into the corner, Stefankiewicz. She lines up a three, and she knocks it down. One of the best three-point shooters on the Salisbury team has her first 3 points of the evening. It makes it 14-8 in favor of Salisbury. Here's Harrisburg moving it right to left. Carr spinning left to the lane. Hands it off to Fisher. Curls inside. Back out to Carr on the left wing. Carr will dribble to the foul line. Now bring it back up top. Probing inside, hands this one off to Hewer, and Hewer swings it into the right corner. Wild pumped, attacks right baseline, underneath the basket she goes, stops, tries to put it up, blocked. Wooldridge on the block. Out to Stefankiewicz. Salisbury now can take an even greater lead, already up six. Right wing Sears into the corner. Wooldridge. Corner. Wooldridge looking inside, dribbles to the right wing. Up top it goes to Stefankiewicz. Lobs it, and it's taken away by Wild. She was looking for Gebhardt, but the pass was just short. And Weil picked it off. Top of the key, she goes to Hewer, right wing. She'll line up a three, and that missed. But Sydney Fisher, offensive rebound, put back just off the mark. And the rebound knocked out of bounds by Salisbury. It will remain with Harrisburg with 4:18 to play in the first half. Substitutions being made. Olivia Spry checking in, along with Olivia Fisher for Harrisburg. And Chloe Wyatt back into the game for Salisbury. Inbounder is Sydney Fisher, left of her own basket. Out Barton. She will have an open three. Missed it left, and the rebound to Stefankiewicz. Stefankiewicz, quick pass to Sears, left of the lane. She goes to the basket, blocked away. Sydney Fisher on the swat. And it goes out of bounds, but they call a foul on Sydney Fisher. I think they got her with the body foul. And that will be Fisher's first personal and 16th foul with 4:09 to play in the first half. And to the free throw line is Mackenzie Sears, shooting 37% from the foul line this season. And the righty's first free throw off the heel, bouncing off to the right. The seniors has 2 points so far tonight. Salisbury has been led in scoring so far by Chloe Wyatt with 9. Second free throw rattles in for Sears. 15-8, Salisbury's lead. We approach 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. Sydney Fisher facing pressure across the timeline and a bump foul called on Mackenzie Sears. And she is confused with that call as she shrugs her shoulders. Wants to talk with the official about that call, but nevertheless, it will be Sydney Fisher to the foul line to shoot two shots now because that was the 10th team foul. First free throw by Sydney Fisher bounces in. That's her first point of the evening. Makes it 15-9 in favor of Salisbury. Second free throw. Off to the right. And the rebound brought in by Gebhardt. She is fouled by Kate Weil. And now we go to the other end for free throws. That will be Kate Weil's second personal and the team's seventh. So a 1-1 coming up for Salisbury. Substitution. Zoe Carr checking back in for a while for the Bulldogs. Gebhardt toes the line. She shoots 37% from the foul line this season. First free throw of a 1-1 is good, so she will get a second. As a team, Salisbury shooting 59% from the free throw line. And Gebhardt's second free throw. That one's good as well. 2 for 2. Makes it 17-9 in favor of Salisbury. Some three-quarter court pressure from the Lady Panthers. Sydney Fisher across the timeline up the left side in the corner for Barton. She'll find a cutting Olivia Fisher. The basket right side through contact. No, and the rebound brought in by Salisbury. Wooldridge on the board. Outlets out to Wyatt. She goes down right of the lane. Kicked it into the corner. Sears back to Wooldridge. Takes a step inside the arc, and her elbow jumper is good. Bryn Wooldridge, her first 2 points tonight, makes it 19-9 in favor of Salisbury. On the steal, they go again. Wide open breakaway for Sears. Left side layup. Missed long. She got it too hard off the window. And Sydney Fisher with the board off to Zoe Carr. Harrisburg catching a break there as Carr gets it poked from behind into the hands of Stefankiewicz. And here's Salisbury on the steal. Out to Woldridge at the foul line. Stops inside the paint. Kicks it out to Stefankiewicz. Open for three. She'll take it. Missed it. Hard contact with Olivia Fisher. No foul called. Offensive rebound by Wyatt. Out to Stefankiewicz again. Her three-point shot. Missed it long. And offensive rebound Woldridge. Her put back. No. Wyatt offensive board. Yes, and a foul. That is four offensive rebounds by Salisbury. And they finally connect. And they get it in the greatest fashion with the and one. Wyatt now with 11. That will be the second personal on Sydney Fisher, team's eighth. And Chloe Wyatt to the free throw line to shoot her and one, already 11 points. Fewer in for Fisher. First free throw by Wyatt. First and only free throw is good. 22-9, Salisbury with the lead. Under three now to play in the first half. Barton in the right corner for Harrisburg. To the right wing, and she'll let fly a three, and it's a swish. Barton with eight, and it's 22-12, 10-point lead. Salisbury the other way. Woldridge into a double team on the right side, out to Stefankiewicz, whips a pass left wing for Sears, now into the corner, back to Sears it goes. Right wing Stefankiewicz, 2.5 to play, gets it over to the left corner for Gers, now back up top, it goes for Sears between the rings, and she'll reset the offense. Under 2.5 now to play. 22-12, Salisbury by 10. Woldridge right corner, Stefankiewicz right wing. Foul line, Gerd. She goes a floater from 10 and missed it long and the rebound, Harrisburg. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Outlets out to Barton on the right wing. Now over into the corner for Hewer. Finds a cutting Barton. Her layup missed and the rebound, Wyatt. Here comes the freshman and leading scorer in this game, Chloe Wyatt into the right corner. Woldridge open for three. That one's off the heel of the rim. And the rebound, Gers. Her putback, yes, high off the window. And a timeout call by Ryan Richardson. Wants to talk things over, not let it get too out of hand. 24-12. Salisbury the lead with a minute 52 remaining in the second quarter. We'll take a 60-second break and be back with more.
At Regional Missouri Bank, we believe you not only deserve free checking, but free checking that rewards you for banking with us. Stop in to any of our convenient locations and ask us about our Kasasa accounts today. Kasasa is free checking with rewards for you, just for banking with Regional Missouri Bank. Qualifications and rules apply. Stop in and find out more about Kasasa today at Regional Missouri Bank in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keithsville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. Defining excellence.
Back here at Harrisburg High School, Ben Wittenstein with you on Superstation Crest out of the Harrisburg timeout. It's 24-12. Salisbury with the lead with a minute 45 to play in the first half. Harrisburg ball as Carr curls inside and misses a wild layup. And the rebound, Salisbury, and a whistle and a foul. And Chloe Wyatt, the Salisbury freshman, going back to the free throw line. She's already scored 12 points and leads all scorers in this game. That foul is called on Emma Barton for Harrisburg. That will be her second, team's ninth. So 1-1 for Wyatt. First free throw is good. Wyatt has been dominant on the defensive end as well for Salisbury, poking the ball loose, getting some steals as her second free throw clanks off to the right, and the rebound, Harrisburg. Here comes Weil over to Olivia Fisher in the corner, back to Weil. She has a screen. She's not taking it. Instead, goes off to the right, bouncing it right block. Hewer poked away and stolen. Stefankiewicz on the steal. Out to Waldridge. Eyes up as she heads across the timeline. Left of the lane she goes. Stops and has to put up a layup over three defenders. And it's blocked out of bounds on the baseline. It will remain with Salisbury. Inbounder will be Curtis. Bouncing it right wing for Sears. And Sears will dribble it back between the rings. Fires a pass left corner Stefankiewicz. Now Woolridge top of the key. Over to the right wing, Curtis at the foul line and lobs it left block. Wyatt back to the basket. She turns, puts up a layup through contact, bouncing off the rim and out. Rebound fought over underneath and a whistle and a jump ball. Woolridge fighting with Spry underneath the basket and the arrow favors Salisbury, so they keep possession with a minute six remaining. It'll be a baseline inbound. Salisbury right to their own basket. Stefankiewicz into the left corner, gets the bounce pass. Back to the foul line it goes. Sears drives and attacks. Kicks it out, Woolridge, right baseline. Kicks it back out, Stefankiewicz into the corner. Sears wide open for three. In and out, no, and the rebound to Weil in the paint. She'll go the other way, right to left, under a minute out of play. Weil, top of the key. Sears on her. Sears pokes it away. Ball loose, Stefankiewicz goes diving for it. Can't catch up to it. Ball loose again. And then Stefankiewicz on the steal. One-on-one, she goes breakaway. Scoop way up too hard. Rebound Carr underneath for Harrisburg. 35 seconds to play in the first half, and a whistle and a bump foul. This one going against Mackenzie Sears. That will be her second personal, and team's 11th. So that will be two free throws on the way for Harrisburg. And I believe they're going to send Wild to the free throw line. Spins the ball in her left hand. Junior, first free throw off to the right. Substitutions as Rachel Fessler checks back in. She'll get Mackenzie Sears. And free throw upcoming, number two for Weil. The righty's free throw nicks off the front iron, short, and the rebound, Salisbury. Clock now under 30 seconds to play. Left corner it goes to Fankiewicz, drives and kicks it up top, Fessler. Over into the corner, Gertis. She'll curl inside the paint, lose the ball. It's loose, picked up Harrisburg, and they get the steal. Now on the tie-up with Spry is Fessler, and the arrow favors Harrisburg, so they'll get it back with 16 seconds. 25-12, Salisbury's lead. Inbound Carr, it'll go off to Olivia Fisher. Harrisburg down 13 with 10 seconds to play in the first half. Pass into the corner, deflected out of bounds by Fessler right in front of the Salisbury bench on the far side. And it will remain with Harrisburg. Carr, the inbounder. Finds Olivia Fisher by the timeline. 6 seconds, five. Off a screen to her left. Fisher bouncing in the left corner for Hewer. Finds a cutting Spry at the buzzer. No. And that'll do it for half number one. 25-12. Salisbury goes into the locker room with a 13-point lead. We'll take a break and be back with your first half stats and more next.
Put your plans into action this year with Gordon Building Center in Salisbury and Brunswick. They have you covered from the ground up. Whether you're building a new home, remodeling, or planning to paint this spring, give them a call and ask about their wide selection of rich and vibrant paints for interior and exterior projects. Call 388-6151 for the Salisbury location or 548-3873 for the Brunswick location. Gordon Building Center is your building supply and paint headquarters in Sheraton County.
Barbecue season will be here before you know it. Just think ribs or pork butts, even prime ribs, smoked to perfection on your own Traeger grill from Massey Appliance and Mattress in Salisbury or Marceline. Rub on your favorite spices and head to the grill. Set the temperature, select the flavor of wood pellets, and start smoking low and slow. If you're in a hurry, raise the temperature and grill burgers or pork steaks. Your imagination is the limit. Stop in today and see the selection of Traeger grills at Massey Appliance and Mattress. Your family deserves choice cuts of beef and pork, and that's just what you will get from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The American Femmler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon, or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be.
Every member plays a crucial role in the success of a team.
The Board of Education, administration, faculty, and staff of the Harrisburg R8 School District recognize each of the players, coaches, managers, and all participants in Harrisburg Bulldog Athletics. Thank you for your positive attitude, hard work, and good sportsmanship throughout the year. By setting these examples, you are role models for others. Proudly show your Bulldog pride. The Harrisburg R8 School District, developing tomorrow's future today.
If you're like most people around here, breakfast is not just served in the morning. At Bradshaw's Bistro, they serve breakfast all day. Now is the time to visit their unique small-town business with a friendly atmosphere. Check out their homemade desserts and relax for a little while. You might call and make a reservation for the second and fourth Friday night special, Prime Rib. Join them on Facebook at Bradshaw's Bistro. 315 South Broadway in Salisbury is a great place to start your day or evening. See you soon.
Check out your first half stats as the Harrisburg band plays in the background. Want to thank a couple of our sponsors before we do that as well. Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Salisbury Ag Center, Bradshaw's Bistro and Coffee, Andrea Binder with Rural Crop Insurance Incorporated, all of Salisbury, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia and Hardin, Harrisburg R8 School District, Gordon Building Center of Salisbury in Brunswick, Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Paris, Sheraton Alley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital of Macon, Moberly Area Community College, and Seiden Stricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. On the Harrisburg side, they're led in scoring by the sophomore Emma Barton, has 8 points so far. She's been tremendous getting to the free throw line as well. Jillian Thornhill with 3, Sydney Fisher has 1 of her own as well. That's the 12 points so far for Harrisburg. On the Salisbury side, as they lead 25-12, they're led in scoring by Chloe Wyatt, the freshman leading the game in scoring with 13 points so far tonight. Brooke Stefankiewicz with 3 of her own. Bryn Woldridge with 2. Mackenzie Sears with 3. And Abigail Gebhardt with 2 of her own as well. That's your scoring. First quarter saw Salisbury go up 11-5, and then they extended their lead 25-12. Well, here in the second half, they used pretty good defense, forcing a couple Harrisburg turnovers, and Harrisburg certainly struggled at the foul line as well. There were some opportunities. They were at one point within 3 points midway through the second quarter, and they couldn't capitalize at that point. So the score stands at 25-12. We'll take another break and be back as we preview the boys' game. That's all next here on Superstation Crest and online at centralmoinfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Farming is the livelihood for many, and protecting your crops is very important. Andrea Binder with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury is ready to give you peace of mind in protecting your crops. Andrea provides a full line of multi-peril, crop, hail, and supplemental policies. Andrea is also ready to offer you customized services, including yield archiving, farm mapping, personalized service. Stop by the Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Office at 26669 Highway 129 in Salisbury, or call 660-414-5975 for experience that counts. Remember, March 15th is the deadline for the 2019 crop year.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name, so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care, and service just for you.
Trusted and reliable products is crucial to farming success. Salisbury Ag Center is here to help you with all your feed and farming needs, from seed and fertilizer to chemicals and application, as well as feed for your pets and livestock. They are aggressively bidding for your corn. They use 100% of the corn they buy for production of swine and cattle feed. Give them a call today for a bid at 660-388-6448. They proudly serve all the local and surrounding areas. Salisbury Ag Center says good luck to our hometown Panthers.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
We're back here on Superstation Press. Halftime of the Salisbury-Harrisburg girls game. It's 25-12. Salisbury with the lead. We have the boys game coming up next. It'll be Salisbury at 18. Right now, Salisbury or Harrisburg comes in at 6-13 on the season. Salisbury at 7-13 on the year as well. Kenny Wyatt, the head coach, actually nice enough to come and give me his stats for the game coming up, so it'll be fun to see who the stats for that game. Plenty of things to discuss, but really Jackson King is going to be the main facilitator on that Salisbury team. 21 points a game for the sophomore. And he has made just a tremendous leap from his freshman to sophomore year. I remember talking with Kenny Wyatt last year, and he said, we really want Jackson to improve on the ball and be able to really facilitate, but not only facilitate, but to improve his jump shot, improve how he handles the ball, and become someone who he can rely on to be a scorer. And he has done absolutely that and much more. As we said, 21 points a game, and he's taken the most field goals on this team. He's taking the most three-point shots, 108 threes, 215 shots in total. I mean, he has been just tremendous for Salisbury, and he will be the biggest reason behind their successes, especially as we head in toward district play. On the Harrisburg side, 6-13. Both these teams relatively young as well. Three freshmen for Harrisburg, four freshmen on Salisbury's team. Both these teams, I mean, in the past, we saw them have all-staters and certainly go deep in district and state play, but this is, I bet you could say an off year for both of these teams. Salisbury and Harrisburg certainly struggling with a lot of youth, which can plague plenty of teams in the area where it just is the ebbs and flows of a team. You get a team with a lot of seniors, and you do well that year, and the next year you have a lot of freshmen and a lot of sophomores who take some time to learn the game a little bit more. You may struggle against some of the more senior-heavy teams, and that's something Harrisburg and Salisbury have both struggled with so far this year. But heading into the final stretch of the season, Harrisburg is coming off a win after riding a three-game win streak. Salisbury riding a two-game win streak of their own. So it should be a fun matchup, Harrisburg and Salisbury, the boys' game. That's coming up after this one. It's 25-12 here in the girls' game going into the third quarter. Salisbury with the lead. Harrisburg has been relying a lot on Emma Barton, who has 9 points. She leads her team in scoring. The sophomore has been everywhere on the court defensively, on the offensive side as well. But story of the night, Chloe Wyatt, the freshman, leading all scorers with 13 points. And she has just been tremendous for the Lady Panthers tonight. 16-4 is the Salisbury Lady Panthers' first seed in their district play. That will be coming up next week as well. They'll be playing at Sturgeon for their district. Starting the third, it'll be Salisbury's ball. The Lady Panthers moving it right to left in their visiting purple uniforms, white lettering, Salisbury written across the chest, gold trim. Up top is Woldrich. She'll probe inside, lobs underneath Gebhardt, left block, takes a power dribble, and has an easy layup high off the window. And Salisbury picking up where they left off in the first half. Good passing, good positioning under the basket as well. Makes it 27-12, Salisbury's lead. Harrisburg is moving left to right, wearing their home white uniforms and red lettering. Harrisburg written across the chest. On the right wing is Kay Weil. Dribbling with the right hand, crossing over to the foul line, switching it over left wing. Thornhill in the lane. Floater with the right hand. Miss short. Rebound, Woldrich. And Woltridge will advance over the timeline straight away. Dribbling with the right hand, right to the lane. Puts up a 5-foot jumper and knocks it down with ease. 4-0 run to start the third quarter for this Salisbury team. Here, a minute into the third quarter. 29-12, Salisbury's lead, and a whistle off the ball. And there may have been a spill on the court, and so they had to stop play. Got a towel to clean it up. Wade Billington talking to his team defensively, and team for Harrisburg huddle around their head coach, Ryan Richardson, on the far sideline as they get that spill cleaned up. Take a second to thank some of our sponsors, Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Salisbury Ag Center, Bradshaw's Bistro, and Coffee. Near side inbound for Harrisburg. It'll be Barton, the inbounder, bouncing it up top, Thornhill. Thornhill between the rings with a right-hand dribble, crossing over to the left wing, and she bounces it and leaves it for Hewer. Hewer into the corner for Thornhill, and she'll go off-screen right back to top of the key, circling the arc to the right, finds Barton in the corner. Barton picks up the dribble back to Thornhill, open for three, short off the front iron, and the rebound brought in by Sears, and she's hitting foul. That will be the first team foul of the second half. That foul going on Kaylee Hewer. That will be her first and team's first. 6.5 to play here in the third. We had a foul-heavy second quarter, which saw basically the second half of the second quarter filled with free throws. Both teams in the bonus. Woltridge, long two straight away, off the heel. High arcing rebound brought in by Sears on the offensive board. And she'll bring it back out and reset between the rings. Tight defense by Thornhill. Off to Stefankiewicz over to the high right wing. Into the lane she goes. Kicking it left side for Sears. Finds it cutting wide in the paint. Easy layup for the freshman. She now has 15. And it's 31-12. Salisbury's lead now at 19 with under 6 to play in the third quarter. Barton in the corner for Harrisburg. Chest pass up top. It goes for Weil. Now to Hewer, back to Weil on the right wing, off screen left, fires a pass left wing for Thornhill, over to Hewer in the right wing, her three in and out, and rebound Wyatt. Wyatt, left-hand dribble across the timeline on the left side, hesitates at the elbow, now attacks, left baseline she goes, kicks it out to Stefankiewicz. Curls to the foul line, stops, hop pass over to Woltridge, right block layup, yes, and the foul. Bryn Woltridge now is 6. Makes it 33-12, and she's going to the foul line for one more. That will be the third personal foul called on Bailey Combs. As substitutions, Sydney Fisher checking in for Thornhill. Sydney Fisher started the game, but started the second half coming off the bench. Woltridge and one free throw off to the right. Rebound tipped around, loose, and picked up Gebhardt. Offensive board. She dribbles it off her foot, and Hewer on the steal for Harrisburg. Outletting it out for Barton on the left wing. Dribbling it on the high side. Now picked it back up and gives it to Weil. Back to Barton left wing. She'll launch a three off the front iron. Rebound brought in by Wyatt. Ball loose again as she loses it. Picked up Barton. Her put back. No offensive rebound by Combs. No, but a foul. And Bailey Combs to the free throw line where she shoots 45%. Ryan Richardson, her coach, said she has a good IQ down low, and we saw that just there positioning herself on the weak side to grab that offensive rebound. First free throw short. 5:01 to play in the third. 33-12 is Salisbury's lead. Bailey Combs shooting her second of two at the free throw line for Harrisburg. Second free throw up and bouncing on the rim and dropping. 33-13, back to a 20-point Salisbury lead, under 5 to play. Wyatt, crisscross pass over. It goes to Sears, left of the lane, stops, and she traveled. She took one too many hop steps, and the ball back to Harrisburg with 4:51. It will be Weil bringing the ball up with the right-hand dribble, being met at half court by Stefankiewicz. Weil turns on the Jets, right of the lane, kicks it right corner, Barton. Barton up top, Hewer. Swings it right of the lane this time for Barton. Now back out, Hewer. Her three-point shot, good. Hewer makes it 33-16. She shoots 20% from downtown. She was looking for her shot all night long, and she finally found it. Wide across the timeline, Salisbury finds an open Woldridge. Makes extra pass into the corner. Now back to Woldridge. Right wing, Sears into the corner, Wyatt. Back to Sears, high right side. Woldridge up top. Stefankowicz left wing, open for three. She'll launch, missed it long. Rebound loose, brought in Bailey Combs. Harrisburg on the attack, left to right. Now 4 minutes to play in the third. Hewer, another three for her. This one's long. And the rebound tipped out of bounds by Salisbury. It will remain with Harrisburg. 3:59 to play in the third. 33-16. Harrisburg down, but it's their ball right of their own basket in the inbound on the baseline. Out to Barton straight away. Bouncing in left corner for Fisher, trying to find Barton on the give and go, but it's poked away and stolen by Salisbury. Sears across the timeline. High right-hand dribble. Not much pressure being put on by Combs. Into the corner for Woldridge. Inside, trying to lob it for Gebhardt. Taken away and stolen by Sydney Fisher. And her pass is taken away by Stefankowicz, and she throws it away. Ball loose on the floor, goes wild. Finds Sydney Fisher. That ball's loose. Stefankowicz dives for it, can't bring it up. And here comes Sydney Fisher. Skips a pass, left corner, Barton. She missed the three short. Rebound loose. Picked up by Woldridge. A whistle and a jump ball. And the arrow favors Harrisburg. Bartholomew's checking in, her first action of the second half. And Sydney Fisher, the inbounder for Harrisburg. Out it goes to Barton. She's trapped, double team in the left corner, and a timeout call by Richardson. This will be a 30-second. We'll take it with him. Be back in 30. 33-16 is the Salisbury's lead with 3:12 to play here in the third quarter on Crest.
Sidewich Jerkers has been by your side for 75 years. Don't miss the special anniversary savings. Get a John Deere 1023E tractor with a loader and mower deck for just $14,775. For just $17,975, we have discounted the remaining 2017 3032E tractors and added a loader. With 0% financing for 60 months, anyone can own a new John Deere this year. Check out the other anniversary savings at any of our 13 locations or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offers end 2/28/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
Back here at Harrisburg High School, Ben Wittenstein on Superstation Press or online at centralmoinfo.com. It's a 33-16 Salisbury lead over Harrisburg with 3:12 to play in the third quarter. Harrisburg ball out of the timeout. You get it to Combs left baseline. She tries to attack and stepped on the line. Turnover going Salisbury's way. Salisbury built its lead all the way to 21. Harrisburg has been trying to chip away ever since. It'll be Salisbury's ball right to left. Stefankowicz on the wing. Finds a backdoor cutting. Sears open for an easy layup. Nice pass by Stefankowicz. Nice off-ball movement by the senior Mackenzie Sears. 35-16. Salisbury's lead. Harrisburg's ball. Barton passing it into the right corner for a while. Towing the baseline. She goes up in an easy layup through traffic. 35-18. 2.5 to play in the third. Stefankowicz trapped. In the backcourt, lobs it up, Woldridge left wing. Into a double team she goes, hesitates, drives, a floater from the left side is good. And Woldridge now with 8. 37-18, Salisbury's lead. Sydney Fisher high left wing for Harrisburg. Dribbles up back, top of the key, swings in left corner for Barton. Open for three, she'll take it and she'll make it. Her second three-point shot made tonight, 37-21, down to a 16-point Salisbury lead. Under two now to play in the third quarter. Woldridge straight away. Swings it to Sears on the left wing. Sears moving around with Combs on her. Angles to the right wing. Picks up her dribble high right side. Bouncing it right corner for Gebhardt. Finds a cutting Sears right of the lane, and she's pushed from behind by Combs, and a foul called. That will be the third team foul on Harrisburg and the fourth personal on Bailey Combs. She is going to have to take a seat on the bench. Zoe Carr takes her spot. Baseline inbound, Salisbury left in their own basket. Woldridge, the inbounder, finds Sears on the right wing. Sears, left-hand dribble back up top. Swings a pass into the right corner, Stefankiewicz. She mishandles it, but gets it right back. Dribbles back out to the wing. Now switches direction and attacks. Kicks it to the elbow, Gebhardt. Back to Stefankiewicz. Long two from the right corner. Missed it long, and an air ball, and the rebound goes to Zoe Carr. And gives it out to Weil. Here's Weil across the timeline. Left wing for Hewer. Now right wing Carr. Carr to the foul line. Kicks it left corner, Weil. Weil trying to attack. And she's bumped and fouled. That will be on Gebhardt. That will be Gebhardt's first personal, team second. Baseline inbound for Harrisburg with a minute 10 to play in the third. Inbound is tipped out of bounds. Good hands by Stefankiewicz. Far sideline inbound now for Harrisburg. Barton the inbounder. Up top it goes to Weil. Weil top of the key. Has a lane. Decides to bounce a right wing Carr. Open for three. On that short. Rebound Bartholomew. Out to Woldridge. Now under 60 seconds to play in the third. Left corner. Long two for Gerd. That skips off the rim and missed. And the rebound Weil. Weil against Stefankiewicz. Towing the far sideline. Gets past Stefankiewicz. Left-hand dribble in the lane. She goes. Finds Carr up top. Hewer open for three. Off the front rim. No offensive rebound. Sydney Fisher. Her putback good. 37-23. 14-point lead for Salisbury. Now they've seen it dwindling here to end the third with 30 seconds to play. Salisbury moving it right to left. Woldridge on the right wing. Loses the ball. On the floor it goes. Now finds Gebhardt. Back up top Stefankiewicz. Mishandles it. Almost loose. Now it is in the backcourt. Tipped by Weil. They're going to say over and back. And Harrisburg will get that ball back. 18.7 seconds remaining. Fisher, the inbound. Far sideline. Right in front of the scores table. Off to Weil, and she'll trudge across midcourt. 15 seconds here in the third. 37-23, Harrisburg down. They can make another dent here to end the third. Emma Barton in the lane, left side. Layup, no, too hard. Offensive rebound, Weil. And her putback swatted away, Woldridge. Now ball's loose with one, and that will do it. Four quarter number three. 37-23 is the Salisbury lead heading into the final frame. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Here on Superstation Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Looking for a new or used car loan?
MazooMac offers you the best of both worlds. MazooMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your MazooMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MazooMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Looking for a new or used car loan? How about that new ATV? With today's historically low interest rates, now is the perfect time to contact Merchants and Farmers Bank to discuss your financing options. Contact any loan officer at Merchants and Farmers Bank in Salisbury, Fayette, Columbia, and Hardin. You will be pleasantly surprised at how low their interest rates can go. All loan offers are subject to credit approval. Merchants and Farmers Bank, people you know, the experience you trust. Merchants and Farmers Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Starting the fourth quarter here on Superstation Crest, 37-23. Salisbury with the lead over Harrisburg. It'll be Salisbury ball right to left. Starting the final frame, Stefankiewicz into the front court. Bodying with her defender, Kate Weil, picks up the dribble in the wing and foul called underneath. This will be on Kaylee Hewer. That will be her second personal, and team's fourth. Baseline inbound, Woldridge, Bartholomew, back up top, Wyatt. Wyatt, the leading scorer in this game, 15 points, finds a cutting Woldridge. Hook shot in the lane, good. Woldridge in double digits with 10. She averages 17 a game, but she's let Wyatt do most of the load here today. Sydney Fisher, nice find by Barton. Fisher, an easy layup. She's got five. It's 39-25. Salisbury's lead with 7:20 to play in the game. Ball taken away, Harrisburg. It's Wild. Breakaway layup for her. Right side scoops and scores. Full court, Harrisburg pressure, 39-27. Harrisburg has got it down to 12 now for the Salisbury lead. Stefankiewicz across midcourt. Left side, Gertis. Trapped by a triple team. Finds the cutting Wooldridge. Left side of the lane. Layup, no. In and out. Rebound underneath. Spot over. Tie up and jump ball called. The arrow favors Harrisburg. Timeout called by Harrisburg. Or excuse me, Salisbury. 39-27. Salisbury's lead. Harrisburg ball when we come back with 6:54 to go.
The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy, hometown care and service just for you.
.654 to play, 39-27. The Salisbury lead. Head coach Wade Billington screaming at his team in the huddle, certainly not happy with the way they've been playing. They've seen a 21-point lead dwindle now down to 12. Harrisburg on a run to end that third quarter and now to start the fourth. It'll be Harrisburg ball out of the timeout. Full court Salisbury pressure. And Carr tried to get it in. It was tipped by Wyatt right back into the hands of Carr, and she was standing out of bounds. And Salisbury will get the ball back. And inbounding under their own basket, Wooldridge to Bartholomew. Back up top, Wyatt. Ball movement good now to Sears. Fires a pass inside Wooldridge. Bodies to the basket. Layup good. Salisbury now very serious. Full court pressure again. Carr finds Sydney Fisher. Here comes Sydney Fisher across the timeline. 41-27, Salisbury lead. One-arm pass to Wild. Left side layup. No, but a foul call. They'll call this one on Chloe Wyatt. That will be her fourth personal, team's third. 6:34 to play. It's a 41-27 Salisbury lead. Two free throws by Kay Wild. Her first is good. Makes it 41-28. Second free throw upcoming. She toes the line with the right foot. Second free throw is good by Kay Wild. She has six now, and it is 41-29 in favor of Salisbury. It'll be the Lady Panthers ball moving it right to left. Sears still in the backcourt into a double team. Passes across the timeline to Wyatt. Dashing to the basket, left side. Easy layup for Wyatt. She just skipped right past the defense. Calm and cool and under control for the freshman. 43-29. Wyatt now is 17. And Harrisburg able to beat the pressure. Carr, line to the basket, down the lane, layup, too hard off the window, but Sydney Fisher, the offensive rebound, leans into a layup, no offensive rebound, Weil, and an over-the-back call on the junior, Kate Weil, going back to Salisbury. That will be the 15th foul on Harrisburg. That will be also her third personal. Full court pressure, Harrisburg, as the inbound comes from Sears to Wooldridge. 6 minutes now to play in the fourth quarter. Wooldridge saunters across midcourt. Left of the lane, she goes. Picks up her dribble. Back up top, it goes to Sears. Sears mishandles the pass, gets it back. Tries to bounce it to the corner. It's taken away. Barton on the steal. Across the timeline goes Emma Barton, weaving her way through the defense. Finds a cutting Sydney Fisher, right baseline. Kicks it back out, Carr. Gets bumped on the shot. Almost banks it in. And that was missed short, but Zoe Carr to the free throw line now. 5:39 to play, 43-29. Now foul called on Brooks Stefankiewicz. That's her second personal and team's fourth. First free throw up, in and out for Zoe Carr. She shoots 54% from the foul line this season. Second free throw upcoming. High arcing free throw off to the left, and the rebound Salisbury. Wooldridge on the board into a double team. Passes it off to Gebhardt across the timeline. Picks up her dribble up top. Sears straight away. She'll probe inside and bring it back out. Sears off screen right into the corner. Wyatt. Wyatt attacks, now at the elbow. To the foul line she goes, back out Stefankiewicz. Now Salisbury trying to use as much clock as they can. Stefankiewicz finds a cutting Sears right side, blocked away. Hewer on the swat. Out of bounds on the baseline. It will stay with Salisbury. With 5:16 to play. 43-29, Salisbury's lead. Inbound to Gebhardt, up top, back to Sears between the rings. Sears bouncing it right wing for Wooldridge. Finds a wide open Gebhardt underneath the basket for an easy layup. She snuck behind the defense, and she was wide open. 45-29 with 5 minutes to play. Harrisburg almost throws it away. Tipped out of bounds by Stefankiewicz. And it will remain with Harrisburg. It will be a baseline left inbound for the Lady Bulldogs. Fisher the inbounder. Still looking. Finds a cutting Hewer right block and kicks it back out. Barton, she'll let fly a three too long, and the rebound tipped out of bounds by Carr, and so Salisbury gets it back. It'll be Salisbury ball. Full court pressure by Harrisburg right now. Wooldridge, baseball pass. Out to Stefankiewicz, breakaway layup short, and the rebound, Barton. She was a little bit out of control, fading away from the basket as she shot that layup. And on the other end is Weil, leans in, and a blocking foul called on Stefankiewicz on the drive. That will be Stefankiewicz's third personal and 15th foul with 4:42 to play. 45-29 is Salisbury's lead here in the final quarter. Inbound to Weil, up top, Carr. Swings it to Barton in the corner. She'll get it back up top to Sydney Fisher, back to Barton in the right corner. Directing traffic back to Sydney Fisher. 4.5 now to play. Harrisburg wasting some valuable time here. Fisher trying to turn the corner, and she throws it to Hewer, tipped out of bounds by Salisbury. It will remain with Harrisburg. Barton the inbounder. Finds Carr in the corner, open for three. Too hard, rebound tipped, and Carr gets her own rebound, a whistle, and a travel. Carr didn't put the ball on the deck when she attacked the basket. And so the turnover goes back to Salisbury with 4:20 to play. 45-29, Salisbury's lead. Inbound goes to Sears. Some light full court pressure being put on right now by Harrisburg, but Sears able to trot across midcourt pretty easily. Bouncing it to Wyatt right side. Wyatt line to the basket. Muscling her way to the block, takes it back out, finds a cutting Wooldridge, a floater from five, kicks off to the left side, and the rebound Harrisburg. Now under four to play here in the game, 45-29. Salisbury's lead, Harrisburg's ball, whipping a pass inside to Fisher, turns, shot, no, but a foul. And Sydney Fisher to the free throw line now. The junior already with 5 points tonight. She shoots 45% from the charity stripe. Her first free throw, in and out, and it just would not fall, and an annoyed look on the face of Sydney Fisher. Second free throw, in and out again, rebound Wooldridge. Salisbury on the charge right to left. Wooldridge's pass tipped by Fisher into the hands of Barton. A nice steal by Harrisburg. Barton in trouble with a double team, finds Sydney Fisher. Here she comes up the right side, line to the basket, finds a cutting Hewer, left side layup, no. Ball being tipped around, Gebhardt on the rebound, a whistle. And I think this is going to be a foul called, or Stefankiewicz hit her head on the far sideline as she trying to dive for that ball, so I think they stop play. Stefankiewicz will go to the bench, seems to be all right. It will be Salisbury ball with 3:36 to play. 45-29, Salisbury's lead. They get it out to Sears. To Wooldridge. Pass across the timeline. Gebhardt back to Sears on the left side. Up top, Gertis. Looking into the corner for Wyatt. Ball above her head. Now she puts it on the deck with the left hand. Back up top, Wooldridge. She gets it poked away. Back to the timeline she goes. And she is hit from behind as she falls. Thornhill will be nabbed with the foul there. That will be the 17th foul. Excuse me, that will be the team's sixth foul. So the next foul will be a 1-1. Wooldridge, far sideline inbound, right to the scorer's table. Gets it into the backcourt for Gertis. 3:15 to play. Curtis off screen left in the corner. Sears bouncing it back up top for Wyatt into the right side. Curtis now into the corner. Gebhardt. Gebhardt up top. Wyatt. This is a stall play right now by Salisbury, trying to waste as much time as they can. And we're now under 3 minutes to play. Gebhardt up top. Out of Wyatt into the corner. Curtis bouncing it right block for Bouldridge into a double team. She turns, finds the space, and puts it off the glass and in. Bouldridge with 14. 47-29. Salisbury the lead with 2:40 to play. Barton in the corner. She'll fire a three and knocks it home. 47-32. I think they put that three-point shot for Salisbury instead. Salisbury throws it away. And a timeout called. 2:24 remaining. 47-32 is the Salisbury lead. We'll take it with him. Be back in 60 seconds here on Crafts.
Farming is the livelihood for many, and protecting your crops is very important. Andrea Binder with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated in Salisbury is ready to give you peace of mind in protecting your crops. Andrea provides a full line of multi-peril, crop, hail, and supplemental policies. Andrea is also ready to offer you customized services, including yield archiving, farm mapping, and personalized service. Stop by the Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Office at 26669 Highway 129 in Salisbury, or call 660-414-5975 for experience that counts. Remember, March 15th is the deadline for the 2019 crop year.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Award recipients make their way to the corner of the gym with the band units. Over by the drum set, that corner, that hallway.
Back here on Superstation Crest. 2:24 remaining in this one. 47-32 is Salisbury's lead.
Award recipients.
It will be Harrisburg ball. That point by Bryn Wooldridge on that layup gave her 1,000 points in her career with Salisbury. Terrific job by the junior to get that 1,000-point mark. Inside, pass goes, taken away. Salisbury on the steal with 2:15. They'll slow things down. Wyatt, though, one-on-one. She'll take it to the basket. Layup a little too hard, and the rebound goes to Emma Barton for Harrisburg, under two now to play. Weil now to Barton back up top. Swings it to Hewer in the right wing, lobbing it for Fisher on the right block. Layup up too hard, ball being tipped and brought in by Wyatt. Finds Sears on the near side. And Sears trying to weave her way across the timeline, lobs a pass across midcourt to Wyatt into the corner for Gertis, and she drives right baseline, pulls up from 10, and that's an out. No, offensive rebound, though. Wyatt, she's got it blocked, but foul called. Minute 38 remaining in the game, 47-32. Salisbury with the 15-point lead, and they're at the free throw line with Chloe Wyatt. Foul called on Sydney Fisher, her third, team seventh. First free throw up, and too hard off the heel for Wyatt. Sydney Fisher checking out. Bailey Combs checking in. Free throw up and in and out for Wyatt. 0 for 2 from the line. Rebound Harrisburg. It'll be Wyatt on the board. Right side she goes. Hands it off Thornhill. Into the corner. Lob pass Barton. Double team on Barton. Lobs a pass, right block, Combs, curls to the lane, does a nice hook shot, in and out, no rebound. Far side, offensive rebound, Harrisburg, out to Thornhill. Splits the defense, layup, no, but a foul called, and two shots upcoming for the junior, Jillian Thornhill, with a minute 17 remaining. That'll be the fifth foul on Wyatt, so she will be out of this game. To the bench she goes. Thornhill, two free throws. First up, bouncing on all sides of the rim and out. After this, don't forget, we'll have the boys basketball game. We'll also have a news and weather update in the station from our own Kelly Smothers with a elongated break between games due to some ceremonies here at Harrisburg High School. Second free throw missed. Salisbury the board as they go right to left. Wooldridge, right side, Gertis lobs it in for Gebhardt. Layup, no, and the rebound Harrisburg with a minute to play. Barton across midcourt, finds Thornhill top of the key. Right wing Carr. Back to Thornhill up top, attacks through double team. Layup is short, she gets her own rebound. Bouncing it back to Carr, now to Barton left wing. Lines up a three off the heel, high bouncing shot. Fight for the rebound, and it'll go out of bounds. Last touch, Harrisburg, and Salisbury will get it back with 41 seconds to play. Thornhill checking out. Now Hewer checking out here on senior night for Harrisburg. That's a round of applause. And Wooldridge also checking out. She gets applause from Salisbury. 34 seconds to play. It looks like Salisbury will walk away the winner of this one as they get it inside to Gebhardt. She missed the layup. 25 seconds to play. Harrisburg with the ball. 47-32 is the Salisbury lead. Inside it goes, and a foul called, and the basket made by Olivia Spry. So one free throw coming up. Her and one free throw is good. Forty-7:35. Salisbury facing more full court pressure here to end the game. They get it across to Gertis, and she will angle towards the left corner into a double team. Back out to Sears, finds Fessler with five, with four, with three, with two, with one. That will do it. Salisbury will take the 47-35 win here in the girls' game from Harrisburg High School. We'll take a break. Be back with your final stats, player of the game, and more next on Superstation Press.
Your family deserves choice cuts of beef and pork, and that's just what you will get from Salisbury Meat Market and Processing, LLC, located southeast of Salisbury on Highway PP. The American Femler families take pride in their fresh ground chuck, steak, sausage, and bacon, or try Bill's famous smoked pork chops, ham, brats, hot dogs, or a delicious slab of ribs. Just heat them and eat them. Salisbury Meat Market kills beef on Tuesdays and hogs on Wednesdays and is open weekdays till 5 and Saturdays till noon. Your friends at Salisbury Meat Market remind you, life may be tough, but your meat shouldn't be. The last time you went to physical therapy, did they look at your chart before they said your name? Sheila or Tricia at Salisbury Physical Therapy live in the area and know your name so you will get the personal one-on-one care and attention you need to recover your mobility or get back in the game. Salisbury Physical Therapy, located at 100 West Highway 24, Suite A in Salisbury, has over 20 years of experience in the physical therapy field. Sheila can get you off the bench or out of that chair and back to what you love to do. Salisbury Physical Therapy. Hometown care and service just for you.
Trusted and reliable products is crucial to farming success. Salisbury Ag Center is here to help you with all your feed and farming needs, from seed and fertilizer to chemicals and application, as well as feed for your pets and livestock. They are aggressively bidding for your corn. They use 100% of the corn they buy for production of swine and cattle feed. Give them a call today for a bid at 660-388-6448. They proudly serve all the local and surrounding areas. Salisbury Ag Center says good luck to our hometown Panthers.
Good service and great food is hard to find, especially in a small town. Josie's Tap House is your new locally owned steakhouse and bar and is ready to serve you at 124 South Broadway in Salisbury. They are open Wednesday and Thursday, 5 p.m. to 12 a.m. The grill will close at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday from 5 p.m. till 1:30 a.m. The grill will close at 9 p.m. Come have a good time playing pool and games and eating the best steaks and burgers around. Don't forget to check out and like their Facebook page where you'll find the latest specials at Josie's Tap House, where outlaws become allies.
It's time once again for Regional Missouri Bank's annual Ag College, Thursday, March 7th at Salisbury High School. This free event begins at 6 p.m. There'll be a program on the U.S. Trade and Commodities Outlook with Dr. Patrick Westhoff and a soil health conversation with specialist David Doctorian. Don't miss Regional Missouri Bank's Ag College, Thursday, March 7th at Salisbury High School, starting at 6 p.m. Find out more at any Regional Missouri Bank location in Marceline, downtown Marceline, Salisbury, Keytesville, Glasgow, and Paris. Member FDIC.
Back here on Superstation Crest, taking a check of your final stats. Salisbury with the 47-35 win in the girls' matchup. Stats for Harrisburg, they were led in scoring by Emma Barton, the sophomore, with 14. Jillian Thornhill with 3. Kay Weil with 6. Simi Fisher with 5. Olivia Spry with 3. And Kaylee Hewer with 3. On the Salisbury side, they were led in scoring by Chloe Wyatt, the freshman leading all scorers with 17 points. Bryn Woldridge with 14. She also scored her 1,000th point late in the fourth quarter. Mackenzie Sears with 5. Brooke Stefankiewicz with 3. And Abigail Gebhardt with 6 of her own. Salisbury led the entire game. They led after all four quarters. A bit of a scare at the end of the second. Saw Harrisburg making a run. They left down by 3 at one point. They also provided a bit of a scare towards the end of the third and beginning of the fourth when they cut it down to a 12-point lead. And it stayed that way towards the final stretch of the game. Salisbury, though, able to turn on the Jets after a tough timeout. Wade Billington certainly yelling at them, making sure they had their heads in the game. And they came out and attacked and scored 6 straight points and helped them get the lead and hold on to it, or extend their lead and hold on to it, I should say. Salisbury goes to 17-4. Harrisburg drops to 3-19. I want to thank a couple of our sponsors for helping make this broadcast possible. Massey Appliance and Mattress, Salisbury Meat Market and Processing LLC, Salisbury Physical Therapy, Salisbury Ag Center, Brad Shaw's Bistro and Coffee, Andrea Binder with Rural Missouri Crop Insurance Incorporated, all of Salisbury, Merchants and Farmers Bank of Salisbury, Fent, Columbia and Hardin, Harrisburg R8 School District, Gordon Building Center of Salisbury in Brunswick, and Regional Missouri Bank of Marceline, Salisbury, Keatsville, Glasgow, and Harris. Your player of the game brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all of your insurance needs, auto, home, and life. We'll give that player of the game to Chloe Wyatt. Leading all scorers, 17 points for the freshman. 5 more points than she averages per season as well. So she is our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff